A guest joining us by phone this morning, he is Brian Shaw, the 2011 Strongest Man in the World. The Professional Strongman was the Strongest Man in the World title winner. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be on.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Brian, when folks take a look at a fella like you, who is as big and as buff as you are, most folks think immediately that football had to be somewhere in your past. But that's not necessarily the path that you chose to get where you are.
No, yeah. Most people are pretty surprised to find out that I was actually a basketball player growing up, and then I continued that after high school and college and played all 4 years of college, and then kind of made the transition in that period, I guess, to, you know, strength training, and I just fell in love with it. And you know, after finishing college, that's where I really started to pursue getting stronger, and just, like I said, just fell in love with it, really, and it went from there, you know.
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of athletes in college and what have you that work out because they're pretty much required to by their coaching staffs and things, not necessarily because they love it, but you really found that was a passion of yours.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you find that more often than not, especially with basketball players, that the only time they really do any weightlifting is when they're, like you said, when they're required, you know, required to do it. And I, you know, was always, I loved doing that. And really toward the end of college, I actually liked lifting weights better than I liked playing basketball. So it was just different for me. But, you know, it became a passion, and that's how I started, you know, really trying to get stronger and to gain strength, you know.
Well, enjoying a good workout and being able to elevate yourself to become at one point the strongest man in the world, there's a big difference there. How do you get to that point?
Well, I mean, it just takes years and years and years of commitment and hard work and, you know, constantly trying to improve and you know, adapt to different training, really. And so, like, when I started, I really didn't start with the goal of necessarily winning World's Strongest Man or getting to that point, but you know, it fit really well, actually. I mean, because I'm a very competitive person, and I really enjoy weight training, so that's how I first started really entering strongman contests. But of course, I watched it growing up and knew exactly what World's Strongest Man was and what it was all about. So I've had an interest there, but you know, when I first started weightlifting, it wasn't necessarily because I wanted to win that title.
Well, I want to talk a little bit off the beaten path here, too. Not necessarily always about weightlifting, because, of course, in your profession doing that, it's all about getting stronger and more fit. But you have a passion just with overall health and wellness, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I you know, anybody that'll listen, I tell them about, you know, working out and training, and I think it's you know, it can help anybody with their normal daily life, and just going to the gym can be such a good stress relief and make you feel better, and just transfer over to having a better life, really, a better quality of life. So absolutely. I mean, that's number one. I mean, I obviously take it a lot further than that, and to an extreme where, you know, it's basically my job, you know, now to train and to compete. And, you know, but I don't think there'll ever be a point in my life where I'll stop working out, you know, even after I'm done with competition.
Well, you are what, 30 years old?
Yep, just turned 30 a couple months ago, yep.
So you're still in your prime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually got started a little bit later in relation to when a lot of guys start, because I didn't start competing until, obviously, I was out of college. I was almost 25 when I started doing any kind of amateur competition. So, really, I'm just still climbing up. You know, I mean, it takes, like I said, it just takes years and years of training and getting better with the events and learning, you know, how to be efficient with all that. So, you know, I should normally peak. I would say it's pretty average to peak in like your mid 30s with strongman and with strength. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the next few years and really hoping to improve even more.
Brian, there have to be some people out there who look at someone like yourself and say, wow, they're so big. How in the world were they able to do that? There has to be something else there than just lifting weights. But you just love to work out.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, for this, there's a lot of, obviously, genetics play a huge role because, you know, I mean, you can't, I mean, I'm 6'8", and you know, obviously have a very, very big frame that I was just blessed with. So, you know, obviously those physical, you know, attributes help a ton with being able to gain size and strength and, you know, like I said, genetics. I mean, you gotta, you know, it's funny, you gotta try to pick your parents, I guess, you know, even though that's not possible. Like, picking your parents and getting that, the good genetics really, really, you know, that's something that, like I said, I've been blessed with and it's helped a lot. But I've always been, you know, even from a very young age, I was always like the biggest kid in school and, you know, like, you know, head and shoulders taller than most of the kids in my class, even from when I was in like kindergarten, you know. So it's just something that I was given. It was an ability that I was given, and I just try to do my best to maximize it.
You bet. Well, lay it out right now for you. Brian Shaw was never the 98-pound weakling. You never ended up staring at the inside of a locker in school, right?
No, I never did. Yeah.
Well, if you go to Brian's website at shawstrength.com, you can learn more about all of those types of things. But I'm sure, Brian, people often probably ask you, what's it like to compete in those strongman competitions? And what great memories do you have? What's the best thing that's happened to you along the way of becoming the world's strongest man?
Honestly, like the contests are great. I mean, I love being able to test myself against, you know, against the strongest guys in the world. You know, I love competition, number one. But I think, honestly, like as far as memories go and the experience, you know, it's being able, like, to have the ability to travel the world. And I've got to see so many neat things and meet so many great people. And you know, a lot of the stuff now that I'll take with me are those memories, plus the friendships that I've built with a lot of the other competitors around the world, and you know, that's stuff that'll live on past you know, when I'm competing too. But you know, I mean, I love all of it. I mean, I love the challenge. I love the you know, opportunity to travel and meet different people, you know, hopefully, you know, have a positive impact on a lot of other people that aren't even competing too. You know, I mean, I get emails and messages and different things all the time from people that you know, that I motivate, or you know, that I met one time and you know, had some type of, you know, influence on, you know. So I you know, that's amazing to hear that kind of stuff too, you know.
You know, for folks who look at someone who they look at as famous, they can't really imagine what it's like. But for those folks who are noticed and recognized, like yourself, you know, it's not like you're brought up famous and all of a sudden you realize your fame. There are some people like that, but, you know, sometimes you're just an everyday guy, and it's great to be able to have an impact on somebody else's life.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's me. I just, you know, it's funny because some people, you know, some, like you said, famous people or whatever get you know, a real arrogant attitude, you know, toward other people and that sort of thing. And, you know, everybody I talk to, I just tell them, you know what, I was given this ability and it's something that I'm, you know, fortunate enough to be able to do, you know, and have like this tremendous strength and size and, you know, all that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that somebody else doesn't have another ability that they could be the best in the world at either, you know. So it doesn't make me any more special than the next person. And so I have absolutely no problem, like, talking to anybody that wants to come up and say hi or, you know, any of that. Because, you know, like I said, it's humbling to be in that position now and to be able to influence people in a positive way, you know.
You bet. Is training, being a trainer, in your future then?
I went into being a strength coach and got into doing some personal training, and that's very rewarding, you know, as well. Unfortunately, right now, the way that my schedule is, I'm not able to really take on anybody or do that. But, you know, at some point, probably having my own gym and doing, you know, being able to train people and, you know, give back, you know, some of the knowledge that I have and experiences that I have, you know, that's definitely, I think that's definitely in the future for sure.
Neat. That's, oh, I know you've been working through an injury right now, too. You're suffering a torn biceps muscle, which has got to be a real shock to the system for a guy who does what you do for a living. But how's that coming along? Pretty well for you?
You know, actually, like, every day or every couple days or every week, it seems like it's just getting so much better. And, you know, I'm really thankful. I've had, you know, a great surgeon here in Colorado that took care of me. And then my chiropractor and has been really instrumental in the rehab process here, and it seems like every time I go in there, he's got something new for me to do. So, you know, I'm very, very optimistic about the recovery, and I'm feeling, like I said, I'm feeling better every day. You know, it's a big thing to have to go through, but luckily, like with the advances in the, you know, medical field and surgeries and different things, like it's just incredible what they're able to do. And you know, it's pretty crazy, but that, like, arm, when it's fully repaired, will probably be better, or almost certainly will be better than my non-repaired arm, as far as a strength perspective. So, you know, it shouldn't hold me back at all, and you know, I got to take the rehab slow, which has been a little bit frustrating, but, you know, I'm honestly, I'm very positive about it, and you know, I hope to be back better than I was before.
Well, medicine and rehab are very wonderful these days, a lot more advanced than they were 20, 30 years ago. Hey, I want to ask you, too, let's dazzle him just for a little bit, because we can't talk to the strong man without throwing some numbers out there. What are your high water marks as far as lifting goes?
Well, the probably some of the more impressive things that I've ever done, the biggest weight that I've ever lifted off the floor is 1,100 pounds, 1,102 pounds to be exact. So I was in it like a deadlift format. And then I've pulled I pulled a couple different airplanes, but probably the neatest one, or the one that is the most memorable to me, is that it was a Hercules C-130 transport plane. So that was, I believe it was somewhere around 90,000 pounds, give or take, you know, a little bit. And so that was just done with a harness and rope, you know, pull, but it's just crazy to walk up to something that big and be able to physically move it just with the strength in your body, you know. So those are probably some of the neater things. I mean, I can, you know, I've overhead pressed somewhere like in the mid, like 455 pounds, something like that. So, you know, I've done a lot of stuff like that, but it's just kind of like the bigger, you know, feats of strength you know, I'm still trying to, still trying to improve on those. You know, I mean, it's trying to never be satisfied with anything, you know?
Well, I can't even hardly imagine that, Brian. We hope you have the best of luck here with your rehab and things, and good luck in the future. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun with it.
No, this is great. I mean, I'm getting to live a dream. You know, I mean, obviously it's a lot of hard work and dedication, but I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like it's hard work or dedication because I love it so much. You know, I'm very thankful for that, you know.
You bet. That's the goal. Well, Brian, again, continued success to you.
All right, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you.